My dream is a wild game I love to play. My dream is a wild game I love to play. And the reason I love to play it is because it is so unexpected in every way that it's going to be. When I take my dream and I think that my dream is something so wonderful, my dream is something so fantastic, I just can't imagine it taking place. I can't imagine it coming to being in my world. And because I cannot imagine it coming to being, it's a game I love to play. It's a game I love to play because it's so exciting and it's so unexpected. Truly, it's unexpected. My dream is that wild game. My dream is that unexpected game. That dream is the imaginative game that says to me, hey, why not? Why not? Why not? Why not live in a healthy body? Why not live in a harmonious world? Why not live in a joyous circumstance at all times in your life? Why not? And the answer, why not, is that I have felt that it was my wildest dream. I felt that it was crazy. It was way out. It was something beyond my imagination. And in truth, it was beyond my imagination. Yet, the moment I put my imagination on it, then it started to reveal itself. It started to be more real. It started to be more plausible, more possible, more something that I could really experience and know in my life. And that is really exciting. That is something that's really exactly what I would like to have and be and know. Now, can I have it? Can I be it? Can I know it? Can I enjoy it? Can it be mine? Can it be mine right now? Can it be mine in every area of my life right now? Can it be mine? Yes, it can. What dream might I have? Well, let's just take the dream that I have healthy lungs. Let's say that I have a problem with my lungs, and my lungs have been, I've been told that they are experiencing some sort of a disease or some sort of an unhappiness. And so I look at my lungs and I say, golly, you're experiencing some sort of unhappiness. You're experiencing some sort of thing that is not too pleasant. Now, what am I going to do about that? What am I going to do about that? So, what do I do? I say, oh dear, I'm going to the doctor. Oh dear, I'm going to the hospital. Oh dear, I'm going to have an operation. Oh dear. And the more I oh dear it, the more I think that it's going to be fulfilled, that dream is fulfilled. And that dream comes about in my life. Now, if I have the fortitude, if I have the ability to speak my word in imagination, in inspiration and illumination, if I have my ability to do that and say, I'm whole and perfect, I have beautiful lungs, and then know what lungs look like. Look them up in some book. Look them up in some medical textbook of a perfect lungs, not the sick lungs, not lungs that are told that you got a problem with, but perfect lungs, and look at them and study them. Say, yeah, that's what my lungs look like. That's what my lungs look like. You don't have to do that, but it's kind of fun. It's another addition. But you say, oh, yes, I can imagine that. I can imagine that's perfect lungs that were in me from the very beginning. Perfect lungs that were mine from the very outset. Perfect lungs. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So that's what perfect lungs look like. And you breathe deep. And it might hurt just a little bit, but you breathe deep. And you keep breathing deep and say, ah, yes, I have perfect lungs. My goodness, I have perfect lungs. And you keep affirming this. This is the only thought you have in your mind about your lungs. This is the only thought you have in your mind about what's going on in your chest. It's the only thought you have in your mind about who you are. And when that is your only thought, that is your wildest dream, that is your reality, that is who you are. Now, how else does it come about? How else do these things reveal themselves? How else do they happen in your life? How else do they take place? Just that way. just that way. Just that way as you put the cause in motion and bring about the thought that is most important to you. You bring about the thought that's most important. You dream your wildest dream. Your dream is a wild game. Oh, yes, it's a wild game, but it's a wonderful game. And your dream is a game of happiness. Your dream is a game of happy lungs, hearty lungs, beautiful lungs. Now, what do you do with your lungs? You breathe with them. Well, now breathe. Start breathing deeply and breathing fully. Well, I can't because it hurts. Well, that's like an athlete. They too hurt when they're out on the course, and they too hurt when they're pushing themselves to be a winner. But their lungs become stronger and stronger. Their life becomes stronger and stronger. Everything becomes more and more wonderful for them. They breathe deeply. And sure, they don't say, I have cancer or I have this or that in my lungs. All they say is that I have perfect lungs. I have not developed my lungs the way they should be. I have not put into my lungs the breath of life and said, hey, let's go. And breathe in deeply. Oh, yes. You can hyperventilate sometimes. You can do all those things, but don't go that far. Just breathe in deeply and put yourself to the test. Put your lungs to the test. Know that they can do it. And when your lungs feel like they're being used, then they'll stop being abused. When your lungs feel like they are being loved, they'll stop feeling that they're unloved. When your lungs feel like they're being delighted in and imaginative in, and when they're being fully used, then your lungs will act in that perfect, divine, wonderful pattern, which is you. Which is you, which is the wholeness that you are. Now, is this where you stand? Is this what you like in life? Is this what's important to you? Is this your wild dream? Is this your wild dream that you're going to bring forth in your life? Is this your wild dream that you're going to manifest in your life? Is this your wild dream that you're going to enjoy every single moment of your life? Why not? Why not? You've been enjoying the other wild dream, the dumb dream of not being perfect, the dumb dream of not being whole and fantastic. Why not enjoy the wild dream of being whole and fantastic and lovely and wonderful in operational order, ideal. Now, and when you start putting that sort of a thought in motion for yourself, what can happen for you? You dream your wild dream. It's a wild game. Now play it. The wild game is breathe deep. Fully. Oh yes. Your lungs are not used to having all that wonderful oxygen in there. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. And then every hour on the hour, have a breathing game. And breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. And as you do that, your lungs will become accustomed to being used. And the healing aspect of the lung itself, it'll say, hey, you guys don't belong here. You cells that are trying to say that you are trying to hurt me, you don't belong here. Out. I am whole and perfect. I am fantastic. I am marvelous. Yes, I am marvelous. My dream is a wild game I love to play. A wild game of being whole and perfect. A wild game of every action, organ, function of my body. Every organ, action, function of my body. Every organ, action, function of my body being perfect right now. Including, and especially, my lungs. And so my lungs now are breathing beautifully. And I am feeling so great. And, oh, I feel just a little bit funny in my chest because I haven't breathed so deeply before. I feel a little funny in my chest because I haven't enjoyed all that oxygen and all that wonderful quality of the wild game that I'm playing. And I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm whole and perfect. Yes, I'm whole and perfect. My dream is a wild game and I love to play it. You can too, you know. You can play any game you want in any area you want. But play the game with all your heart and soul and mind and being and watch it come true. and watch how it manifests itself in your world in a way that is so fulfilling, so rewarding, and so fantastic. You feel just absolutely marvelous. This day, say, my dream is a wild game I love to play, and I play it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. I love you. I love you. I love you.